Crafty Lion Productions present The Suitcase, written by Caitlin McLean.
Oh, geez, Lee. What the hell have you got in this thing?
Well, all the essentials for our tropical island getaway.
When I said I wanted a tropical island getaway, this isn't quite what I had in mind.
Oh, come on. Look around you. This is a tropical island, is it not?
Oh, no. Don't you turn this around. It's your fault we're in this mess.
Hey, it was your idea to go on a cruise in the first place. You got that, didn't you?
Yeah, in a baggage compartment as stowaways. No wonder they sent us out to sea on a dinghy.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not completely to blame here. You didn't exactly protest when you found out we were hiding in the compartment. In fact, I'm willing to bet that you wanted this to happen.
I did not want to end up in the middle of nowhere with no food or water.
Give me some credit, will you? Of course I packed some food and water. But anyway, aside from that, you wanted the adventure. You wanted to take the risk of not getting caught.
Yeah. But we did.
Look, will you stop seeing the bad side of things for a second? Go on, admit it. You wanted the thrill of being a stowaway.
No, I didn't.
Then why didn't you stop us from hiding? See, there's nothing wrong with admitting you like taking risks. In fact, it's quite healthy.
Oh, you are a wealth of information, aren't you? All right, I'm a thrill seeker, like you are. Well, maybe not so much. After all, I did grow up in the country, but now we've got to get to work and work out how to get off this rock.
What's the hurry? The sun is shining, breeze is gently blowing, the waves are crashing on the shore.
The dinghy is floating away.
What?
The dinghy.
What about it?
You did secure it to something, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Let me just check on something for a second. Don't move. I'll be right back.
Like I've got anywhere to go. Let's see what's in this suitcase. Shampoo. Socks. Rope?
It's no use. It's too far away. I couldn't find any rope to... Oh, right. Forgotten I'd packed that in.
You've forgotten it? Okay, I'll bite. Apart from the obvious, why exactly did you need to pack it in there in the first place?
I like to be prepared for anything.
Like what, a kidnapping?
No, for something like this. I know how it looks, but honestly... I didn't expect us to get caught.
Sure you didn't.
I didn't. I swear.
Well, seeing as we're going to be stuck here for a while, we might as well make the most of it.
I'll call for help.
Unless there's a phone tower on this island, I doubt you're going to get a signal. To whom it may concern, recent events have forced me to put pen to paper. To plead for some assistance in locating us, for we are hopelessly lost. Yours sincerely, Cameron. No. That just sounds too snobby. I need something a bit more direct and urgent. Aha! I know. Help! No signal?
What are you writing?
An SOS. I don't suppose we have a bottle.
Actually, it's funny you should ask that. Look, just don't.
And there it goes.
So, where exactly are we?
I don't know. Somewhere out in the ocean, probably somewhere in the Caribbean.
So you just sent an SOS to someone without mentioning where we are?
Great. Now what do we do?
I don't know about you, but I know exactly what I want to do.
That's not exactly helping.
Why are you stressing so much? We've got all the time in the world. One, there's no stresses of the concrete jungle. Two, there's no family to hassle you about needing you to play handyman or babysit. Plus, you've got to feel good about this glorious weather.
I have to admit, the sun does feel awesome. But we have to face reality. We need to find some way for getting rescued.
Why? This is so much better than the real world.
Okay, but answer me this. How long is this going to last?
As long as we want it to.
And then what?
We're on an island. Most islands have a very active ecosystem, so chances are, even if we do run out of food in the suitcase, there'll be something on this island we can eat.
Speaking of food, what do we have in there?
Feel free.
What? That's it? Chips and sweets? Where's the healthy stuff like fruit and veg?
You're the one who wanted a cruise. You can't exactly bring fruit and veg to an overseas country. That's what quarantine is for.
Oh, we're done for. Okay, what about water?
Well, that's easy. We're right by the sea. We can drink all the water we want.
You realise that's salt water, right?
Just testing. Look, I've got two large bottles of fresh water in the suitcase. Look, will you please just relax?
I can't. Your short-sightedness is scaring me. I need to know that we'll be okay in a few days. That suitcase really doesn't look very promising. I'm going for a walk.
Hang on. What's that?
What?
Something just washed up on the beach. That's not what I think it is it? You're kidding. That was quick. Well, what does it say?
Where are you? God, I'm hopeless. I can't even get a bloody message in a bottle right.
Are you going to reply?
What's the point? We're hopelessly lost.
That's really weird.
What is?
That reply. It was almost too convenient.
Well, we're not going to find out by just sitting here. I'm going to go for that walk.
Suit yourself. But I tell you, there's nothing to worry about. Everything will turn out okay. Just wait and see. Okay, so the message was a bit weird, but I'm sure there's a perfectly good explanation for it. You hear that? Food. Cameron will be so proud of me. Excuse me while I go and find some nice strong sticks. God damn it! Here's some. Now, let's see. How does this go again? Do this. Oh, that's right. Ta-da! I've just made myself a bow and a few arrows. Not bad for someone who's never really been camping. But don't tell Cameron that. You know, if worse comes to worse, I saw a waterfall back there when I was looking for branches. God, it did look awesome. You could just stand there for hours admiring its beauty. Plenty of fresh water to drink. Plus, if it gets too hot, we can just jump in and take a bath. Anyway, I'm getting pretty peckish. Time to eat. Now, where's that pesky bird? Come out, wherever you are.
Hey, look what I found. We can... What the? Are you trying to get me killed?
Will you stop sneaking up on me like that? I nearly shot you.
Yeah, I can tell. So much for friendship.
Actually, I'm trying to get lunch. If you just shut up for a second, I might be able to snag us a nice juicy bird. Listen.
Once again, you're imagining things.
I'm not just a pretty face. Now, where'd that bird go? Take two?
Hey, you're the one firing the shots. Have you even done any target practice before?
Nope. First time.
Ah, give it here. Watch and learn.
Well done. I didn't know you could shoot.
Like I said, country kid. Come on, let's go and cook our lunch.
You know, I saw an awesome place back there where we can go cook this thing.
You mean by the waterfall?
Yeah, after you.
Hang on a tick. I nearly forgot something.
Now what? I'm getting hungry. What did I tell you? What are you doing?
Keep your knickers on, I'm coming. We can't leave this on the beach.
Yes. Good thinking. Come on, before something else finds the bird. Well, that was unexpected. Good thing you found this cave while looking for fruit before.
Thanks, although I'm not sure how beneficial this is.
As long as we're out of the storm, we'll be fine. Do you think it'll last long?
You're not panicking already, are you?
Well, no, but I'm not seeing much in the way of wood for a fire later on. Plus, what if we get hungry?
Hungry? We've just eaten that bird we shot.
I'm not hungry now, but we can't stay in here forever. What if someone came to rescue us? They wouldn't know we were in here.
No one is going to be rescuing us while we're in here. They'd be crazy to venture out into a storm like that. Besides, you just said we'll be fine as long as we stay in here.
I guess.
You okay?
Yeah, why?
You're not scared of the storms, are you?
No. What makes you say that?
Go on, admit it. You're scared.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're scared.
Me? In your dreams.
In that case, I'm definitely dreaming. Let go of me.
Sorry. Okay, so I get a bit nervous when I'm in a cave.
Don't worry, Lee. It'll only be until the storm subsides. Just take a deep breath and try to relax. I'll talk you through the storm. It's not that bad. We're protected from the elements in here. That's just the howling of the wind. Just close your eyes and think of a cool summer breeze. Ooh, shiny torch.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I found a torch.
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten about that.
By the way, you're in luck. I think the storm is passing. Come on, you can't seriously tell me you're still scared of thunder.
Actually, I'm feeling a lot better. Would you stop that? It's not funny.
Stop what?
That sound.
What sound? You're just imagining things. There's nothing there. Here, have something to eat. It'll help with the distraction.
Thanks. I was getting a bit hungry too, and when I do, I just don't think straight.
Did you know there's a name for that?
Really?
Yeah, it's called being hangry, where people get aggressive when they don't get something to eat. It's got something to do with the fight for survival. And now is your chance to prove your worth.
I don't have to prove anything to you.
Silence! The master has spoken. Fight or die.
Right. You want a fight? I'll give you a fight.
Surrender! You cannot defeat me! I am more powerful than you.
Yeah? Well, now it's your turn to prove your worth.
Lee, don't! Put it down, you're not yourself.
Don't try to weasel your way out of this. You will die for your deception.
Lee, just calm down. You're not yourself.
Just put the branch down.
How dare you call my weapon a branch? I will strike you where you lie, you coward.
Lee, just listen to yourself. Please, look at what you're holding.
What happened?
You were trying to beat me with a skinny stick.
I'm sorry, but you were about to kill me with a sword.
What sword?
I don't know, but you're wearing a strange cape.
A cape? Oh my God.
What?
I can't believe I've been so stupid.
What?
I'm sorry. It's too embarrassing.
What? What did you do?
You're gonna hate me.
I'm gonna hate you if you don't tell me.
You know that strange fruit I gave you?
Yeah.
I think it made you hallucinate.
And you didn't think before you gave it to me?
Oh, look, I'm really sorry. I was planning on having some myself, but you were hungry.
So much for healthy eating.
Hey, do you hear that?
Don't try and change the subject. You tried to poison me. I should really...
No, I'm serious. Listen.
I don't hear anything.
Exactly. The storm's died down.
Sun.
Warmth.
Rain.
Rain?
I mean, the smell of rain. I love the smell of rain after the storm. It makes you feel so, so calm inside.
Oh, amen to that. I think we might be missing something.
What?
You didn't happen to bring the suitcase out, did you?
Well, I thought you did. All right. I'll go and get it if it means so much to you.
I thought you were scared of the dark.
Well, I didn't hear you offering to retrieve it.
Stay right there.
Something weird about that cave. Can't quite put my finger on it, but I definitely didn't feel comfortable in there. You okay in there, Cameron?
Yeah. There's this thing guarding the suitcase.
A thing?
Yeah.
Well, what does he look like?
I wouldn't exactly call it a he.
Well, look, stop splitting hairs, will you? What does it look like?
Bloody scary. There, nice little thing. All I want is the suitcase.
Hey, I've got an idea. I'll be back in a tick.
Don't just leave me here. Hey, if you're going to throw our underwear at us, you can at least give the suitcase back too. Don't tell me you're hungry for fruit at a time like this. Do it again. Right. I'm going in. It's okay, Thing. Just eat your delicious fruit. Don't mind me. I'll just, take the suitcase and leave you alone. Oh, that was a close one.
So that's what the scratching noise was. I knew there was a reason why I was so edgy in there.
I don't remember any scratching.
You can't be serious.
I am. I don't remember hearing it. I thought you were just imagining it because you were so anxious in there.
But, well, in any case, you can't deny there was a creature hiding in there.
Well, not anymore. Speaking of the creature, I'm starting to get hungry. Crap.
What?
How many packets of chips did you put in here?
I don't know. I didn't count them. Why?
Well, I can't count any. What about the sweets?
Ditto.
How many did you have when I wasn't looking?
Wasn't looking? For one, I wouldn't be able to eat all of it in one go. Secondly, I was with you the whole time.
Bullshit. Are
you calling me a liar?
If the shoe fits... After all, you're the one who gets hangry.
What the hell has that got to do with anything?
What about the time I went looking for the fruit?
In case you've forgotten, I was trying to shoot down a bird with bow and arrows I crafted with my own hands so that we wouldn't go hungry.
Hang on. So if you didn't have any of the food, and I didn't have any of the food, who's been eating them?
Well, that's just great. Here we are on the verge of starvation and Mr. Thing in there has been helping himself to our food supply.
You know, there is one thing we can do.
What's that?
Bow and arrow.
I think there might be a slight problem.
Don't tell me.
Sorry.
You said you made the bow and arrows.
Yeah.
Well?
I'll be right back.
Seriously, I don't know how Lee expects to get rescued. We've been here for at least an hour already. Well, I think it was an hour. No watch. You hear that? I'm not hearing things, am I? Hey! You! Look! Over here! Woo! Woo! Oh, maybe I should build a fire. No, I've got nothing to build a fire with. Hey! Woo! Oh, great. Now we'll never get off this bloody island. Hang on. That's a tourist with a map. May I?
Sure.
Is this a map of the island?
Yep.
That's not what I think it is it? Thank you. Well, well, well. This is a turn up for the books. Hang on. That means the helicopter was landing somewhere near here.
Cameron, you'll never guess what I found.
A resort?
How did you know?
A tourist just wandered past here with a map of the island. You know what that means, don't you? We were never lost in the first place. We must have just been on the other side of the island all along. That would also explain the message in the bottle. Well, sort of.
Let's go book ourselves a room.
Hang on, there's something I don't quite get.
What's that?
Your phone.
What about it?
Before you couldn't get a signal, but if we are near a resort...
Let me just check something. Silly me. No SIM card.
Come on, let's just go.
Starring Paul Danger McLean and Annette McLean. Copyright Crafty Lion Productions 2020.